This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The order of things brings us back around to having another conversation, or two or three or four here. The win-win situation, thinking every day about what's going on and trying to communicate that to you. That's our job here on the DJV program. Jennifer's connection is kaputsky today. Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm forced to... have a what is it, a glower, the look, the feel. I have made, or was making, arrangements to do the program for a few days in Cuba, to go to various places in Cuba to do the program. They're just now sort of getting into the 21st century with their technology.
Thanks for inviting us, by the way.
I see. Well, it's a little expensive, and that's one of the things, one of the things that is lovely about being a small business person is that you have limited access to sometimes to opportunity, I guess, much as anything else. So thanks for bringing that to everybody's attention, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when dealing with the Cubans, you got to be careful, because we're dealing with a very backward policy. This is something I'll let you tell the story about what isn't going to be able to happen, at least in the short run. I don't see this as being anything other than pure stupidity on our part, whoever makes these decisions. Just complete stupidity. Like, these people are going to attack us and they're going to ruin us. For God's sakes, if we deal with these damn Chinese and what a bunch of crooks and cowards the communists there are, we're not going to do business
with
Cuba.
We don't have to take a stance against them, but yet Cuba?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Saudis are not communists. That's there's a difference. They'll tell you that's a difference. I don't know if we're all
buying
them. But anyway,
the Chinese are, and so are the Russians, and that doesn't seem to stop us from being friendly with Putin and friendly with the Chinese. So I don't know. It feels like our policies are a little... murky, maybe, is the right word.
Inconsistent is the way to put it.
So this story is, the Transportation Department has announced that all U.S. flights to Cuba will be suspended except for those going directly to Havana. And I do not know why Havana is the only exception here, but this notice has been issued. It will ban U.S. airlines from touching down in 9 Cuban airports starting in December. And the popular resort destination of Varadero and the country's second largest city, Santiago de Cuba, they're both banned now. And this was made at the request of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said, quote, "It will further the administration's policy of strengthening the economic consequences to the Cuban regime for its ongoing repression of the Cuban people and its support for Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela." Really, this is about Venezuela. And so the other thing that recently that the government announced is that if you are living here and you have Cuban family, if you are an American citizen or if you have your papers and you are living here and you're sending money back to your family in Cuba, that they're going to put a cap on how much you can send. I still have no idea how that constitutionally can hold up, how you can tell people where you're sending your money and what you're not allowed to do with your own money. I don't understand how they can even say that, and I'm sure that's going to get tied up in court too. But there's definitely been a strong crackdown on all things related to Cuba. Airlines will have a 45-day grace period to finish out service to destinations in Cuba, and American Airlines and JetBlue, they have regular flights to these other cities in Cuba other than Havana. Both of them said that they intend to comply with the new restrictions and cancel those routes. So it looks like if you do have a trip booked, you're fine until maybe even mid to the end of December.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like, you know, this isn't going to be put into place right away.
Yeah. Well, it's something that is, American flies out of Miami and Dallas into, I think, 4 or 5 different cities, and they have 3 or 4 from Miami to Havana. They have, I think, 4 flights a day.
Yeah.
And from Dallas, I think they have 3 or 4 flights a day, and these other cities, but they tie up. I think there's one plane in each of those cities that's devoted. It's only an hour ride.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it can't be a long flight.
No, it isn't. It's $130 to get there if you book out in advance. It's just that the American flies a lot into the Caribbean from Miami. It's sort of the non-Hispanic carrier, if you know what I mean, because they're all coming in and out through Miami. At any rate, and JetBlue has expanded rapidly into, and Southwest is now too, into the Caribbean. And thus to the JetBlue's flying to Lima, Peru, I think there are 3 or 4 other places in South America that they're flying to now as well out of Miami. So it's foolishness. Nonsense. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Let's talk for a moment or two about the death of terrorist leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and what that means in the sense of understanding one of the most brutal jihadist leaders probably of the post 9/11 era. I'm going to guess, but I think we all, if you really look into this guy and what he did, he commanded a lot of the ISIS fighters from all around the world. He had a place in the Middle East that was pretty much off limits for everybody else to go to. His horrific methods of beheading people, killing people, torturing people, his ideology, you know, depending on or trying to get people to buy into the whole business of Islam as a horrible religion, which it's not. But, you know, you can take words and twist them. We all know how you can take words and twist them around to mean whatever you want them to mean. And that's what this guy did. So he's gone, kills his family, cowardly. One would ask the question, okay, so this guy's gone. How is the vacuum going to be filled? Because that's always been our mistake in the Middle East. When you get rid of somebody, okay, so what happens in place of that person? Not that you can find who's the next one and bop them all off, but that'll be the next headline, I think, Victoria, who the next person is to step into the shoes and try to be as a miserable a cur as that guy was. So,
this guy had a pretty far reach, too. You know, San Bernardino, California, the terrorist attack there, the terrorist attack that was in Nice in France, he was responsible or at least heavily involved in all of those attacks. And at one point, he actually had a pretty decent size area in Iraq and Syria. He declared himself the leader of the Islamic State there, and it was the size of the UK. So he actually had territory, and which is one of the reasons why critics of Trump's move to pull us out of Syria so quickly. A lot of people said, "Well, wait a second, this is this caliphate
or Islamic
State." So maybe
he knew this was
going to
happen. Who knows? Was in the plans,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. I hope that we are on top of this because, like you said, there's always somebody who's ready to pop right back up. It's like, what's that carnival game, whack-a-mole? It's just like that.
I don't know that one, but
you know, it's like you take the little rubber hammer mallet thing and you smash one of the things down and another one pops up.
Oh,
you've never been
to
a carnival?
Yeah.
I know that. It's the same thing.
Congressman John Conyers passed away over the weekend. He was somebody, when I was doing a lot of political stuff on the air, I had on with some regularity. Soft-spoken fellow. He died. He was in the House for way too long. For, 42 years, I think. He had to leave because he sexually harassed some of his staffers, and that was the end of the line for him. But you think about a guy at 88 who had to be disgraced that way, kind of too bad, but he passed away at the age of 90. Coming up, a really good story about somebody who wins a lottery. It has a lottery ticket, wins some cash. Tell you that story as we continue here on the DJV program, almost 16 past the hour. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to Kalotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now, there's a huge Halloween special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Kalotren.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is the DJV program. So Chicago has been on strike. The teachers there for a couple of weeks, no agreement with the teachers union, but they have a deal with striking school support staff. What is that? Who are the support staff? The people, the guidance counselors and janitor? Who
a lot of classes have a person.
Teacher's aides.
Yeah,
teacher's aides.
Someone who... went to school for education but doesn't have a lot of experience, so they help out a bunch of teachers.
Here's something that's helpful. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez are doing something that's very nice for a school down in Jacksonboro. Jacksonboro. Anyway, someplace in Tennessee. Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez on social media describing a conversation, I guess this teacher, Brooke Goines, G-O-I-N-S, didn't expect a lot of support that she got. There are a number of children who have food insecurity. That's a real problem in our country right now. There are a lot of children that go 14, 15 million kids a night go to bed hungry. And so apparently the, what do they call these two together? Joe Low, Low Row, what do they?
J-Rod, maybe?
J-Rod, that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
J-Lo and A-Rod, yeah. Probably J-Rod. Yeah.
So, teachers responding to a call for action to help this young boy and his family, and so that's what it did. It's kind of nice. They donated years worth of food to the whole school, and that's something that they can do, and it's a good thing that they did do it. Helped out a lot of people. A lot more of that stuff should go on around our country, I think. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And he can roll me on the prairie, and he can ride me on
the prairie. Here's a 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Here's fast moving Lyle Lovett. This is good.
I got a 40-gallon Stetson
hat
with a
darn. Oh, cowboy man.
We could dance around the outside, baby, till we both fall in. And you can rope me on the prairie, and you can ride me on the plane, and I will be your
singer. Well, I love it. Inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. That's a great place. If you're on an airplane, you want to see this. It must be on one of the services, Hulu or Netflix or something. The Austin City Limits, the night in Austin, isn't it? Where do you see that in the first run?
I think there's just a channel on TV that you can watch it on. I've seen it airing before. I don't think it's on any of the streaming services, though.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
No.
Maybe
anyway,
PBS.
He's...
Maybe PBS, I think.
I don't know. I won't say no because I don't know for sure. I just know I watch it when I see somebody I want to see. I watch it on the plane. He was honored at the ceremony in Austin over the weekend. Sean Penn made a surprise appearance, calling Lovett a humble maestro and a singular American troubadour during the speech that he gave to induct Lovett into the Hall of Fame. The event featured some performances. Also honored to blues legend Buddy Guy and singer-songwriter Sean Colvin. Did a lot of stuff during the very nice sort of folksy stuff during the 70s. Lovett was born in Klein near Houston, Texas, graduated from Texas A&M before turning to music. Highlights of the ceremony will air on PBS during a special New Year's broadcast. So, what actress was he married to early on?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
I didn't know that until today, and I was looking at pictures of them, and I was like, oh, an interesting matching.
Oh, yeah. It's strange. Strange dude, but good. Good story. Another one of these. I was talking about Bruce Springsteen before. Lyle Lovett's a good storyteller as well. 26 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you enjoying now a focus on Kacey Musgraves. On the last date of her current North American tour, Musgraves delighted fans by reuniting with Harry Styles, Kara, during her concert in Nashville.
This was very exciting.
Did you see outclips, outtakes from it?
I did.
Yeah, what did you think?
I liked it.
Good chemistry? Yeah. Toward the end of the show, this is the real show. Musgraves brought out Styles to help sing Space Cowboy from 2018's Golden Hour. The crowd, of course, loved every minute of this surprise duet. Sounds like Kara was in that group.
I was. I sent Victoria a message on Sunday, and I was like, in case you missed it. Yeah, it was. They sang on their last tour, so she opened for him on the last tour when he was the headliner, and so they did a duet then as well, and so this was her headlining tour, so she brought him back out. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Are they friends? And they must be friends.
They seem to be, or at least friendly, yeah.
Yeah. After the duet, Harry told the audience, quote, as a peer and someone I like to call a friend, it's always a pleasure and honor to share the stage with this lady. She's made a couple of my favorite albums, and it's an honor to be here tonight with all of you to say congratulations and round off this wonderful tour and a wonderful year. That's the first time that Musgraves and Styles have performed together on stage. I mean, it isn't the first time. As you were talking about, Kara, last year Musgraves was the opening act for Harry's North American tour, the arena tour. They joined forces in New York for a cover of Shania Twain's You're Still the One. You got a copy of that there? I don't hear that. So where did you get this copy? Did you record this while you were watching it?
No, it's on YouTube and all over
Is
the
it?
Internet. Yeah. I wish I could have recorded it myself, but...
You didn't see them do this, though, right, Kara?
Live? No, they didn't do a collaboration when I saw them.
Yeah. All right. So that's a nice story about Casey Musgraves and Harry Styles here on the DJV program, where it's 28 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California, the Kincade Fire continues to grow. The wind-driven blaze has now burned over 54,000 acres. It's only 5% contained. That fire, along with other blazes burning across the state, prompting the governor, Gavin Newsom, to declare a state of emergency.
Kincaid Fire remains the most stubborn challenge that we face and is immediately of top priority and focus.
Protesters are expected to greet President Trump when he visits Chicago today. A number of groups planning demonstrations in the Windy City, which Trump has panned as a place racked by gun violence and an example of failed liberal policies. The General Motors strike is over. Nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers Union members are back at work after 57% of them ratified a new 4-year contract. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Words of wisdom, if you will, from the entourage, even though Jennifer's not here. Victoria Keelan is, and Kara Schillen and I are sharing the story from North Carolina about the Lottery Commission's announcement, story about a cancer survivor who got lucky in more ways than one, actually, after snagging a winning scratch-off ticket. Ronnie Foster, who lives in Pink Hill, North Carolina, found out that he won $200,000 in the lottery as he made his way to his final cancer treatment. It was, he said, I was happy because it was my last round of chemo. Been battling colon cancer for about a year. Winning this made it my lucky day. There was also somebody who won $227 million in the lottery. That person hasn't come forward yet, but this is a better story anyway. He's a retired Department of Transportation worker, bought the winning ticket at a convenience store in Belleville while on his way to the hospital. So you got to think somebody maybe is somebody, some entity. It was a dollar ticket. I don't know how scratch-off tickets are. Do you ever buy, either of you buy tickets, buy lottery tickets? And the scratch off
every
pipes.
Once in a while. Well, the scratch offs, yeah, because Lewis always buys them for his grandmother because she likes them. So he likes them too. Right. So I don't think I've ever won more than $5 from one though.
Really?
Ever.
So he won. Well, he bought a $1 ticket, then he won $5, and he traded in the $5 ticket at the last second as he was going out the door. He decided to buy two tickets instead of one. And then he said he couldn't believe his eyes when he found out that he'd won. It's just, that's great. That's a great story. It's sort of a one of those things you think about, okay, yep, I'm for that kind of stuff. The lottery then is kind of worthwhile. A lot of people throw stones at the lottery. There's another story. Lauren O'Malley and Jake Woodward getting married over the weekend. And they took their vows, you know how when you're oftentimes the traditional vows in sickness and in health. Did you say that when you got married, Victoria? I wouldn't know because I wasn't at the wedding.
No, we didn't have traditional wording like that, no.
You made up your own. Well, Brendan and Sophie kind of did that a couple of weeks ago as well. So they're both 27. O'Malley and Woodward are both 27 years old. They've stood by each other's sides as they faced cancer together, both of them. Have cancer. Can you imagine going into and not knowing whether you were going to live? They both look very cute together. It's kind of a nice, if you see their pictures, they said they didn't have the words to describe the joy and relief they felt to know that they were each other's. Apparently, O'Malley was a law student at Georgetown. When she passed, I was taken to the hospital and discovered she had a tumor the size of a cantaloupe.
Jeez.
In her ovaries, and then she had advanced ovarian cancer at that time. 50% chance of survival. Her prognosis wasn't as good as her progress. Let's put it that way. Her cancer now, though, she had the surgery, and she apparently is cancer free. Apparently, he had trouble chewing and talking. A year or so ago, had soreness in his muscles. He went to the hospital, or he went to get it checked out, and he apparently had a stroke. Both of these people, and the pictures of both of them in the hospital at different times. So, the fact that they're doing okay now, nice pictures from the wedding, look like a sweet couple. Don't you love seeing those? I love that. I'm such a sucker for that kind of stuff. I really am. Those sorts of stories. Ben Affleck is on a dating app called Raya. Is that how you pronounce it? R-A-Y-A?
The celebrity dating app.
Yeah, but that's not the biggest story with him going on right now.
Well, he went back to, apparently, he's back in rehab, right?
But is he back in rehab today? Because he was just filmed over on Sunday night, stumbling drunk on the street by TMZ.
Yeah. Well, I think that... He connected with Jennifer Garner again, and I think that's the story. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
No, she's with her boyfriend. They're co-parenting, but she hasn't taken him back. She's still with her hot boyfriend, and he's with some much, much younger looking girl in the video, and he's kind of hanging all over her, and she's drunk too, and he's drunk, and the whole video is just a mess. I'm sure Jennifer Garner woke up to that thinking,
Well, apparently he showed up at her house. I don't know if she was there or if she let him in or
what I meant. Yeah, he showed up at the house. Thank you. You
clarified. It's just one of those things where I understand
it's so sad
that they have kids together and that she probably still cares about him and wants him to live a healthy life, but at a certain point, it's like she took care of him long enough. Exhausted.
You know,
she should be able to move on with her life, and he needs to get his own help. There's only so long you can be somebody else's therapist when, you know, you're supposed to be their wife. So it's just sad.
It is sad.
It's sad
because when you have so much to live for, in a sense.
Well, the other part of this that's really sad, only a few hours before he was filmed stumbling around drunk, he posted on social media, on Instagram, that he was, like, celebrating his 1 year of sobriety or something, and it was the same day that this happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's very sad. How many times do you just keep going in and out of rehab before, you know, it kills you? I'm not wishing that on him, but I'm just saying, like, that's what's the inevitable end here?
It isn't. And how is it that you have? That's the thing. He's a good actor. He's good at what he does. He seems to find satisfaction. Or is it that kind of living that makes you a better actor?
Which is it?
Some of the most troubled people, some of the best actors are some of the most troubled people.
Yep.
Does that mean you can become somebody else? You want to become somebody else? It's just, it's, I don't know, it's sad. It just, it's just plain sad. All right, it's Halloween week. What about Halloween candy? You ladies buying? You probably, nobody's going to come to your house, Kara, right? I'm going to guess.
No, nobody's, no, they're not normally coming around the apartment complex. My tip is I'm going to buy Halloween candy the day after. I'm going to buy it on November 1st when it's on sale.
And eat it yourself?
Yes, the kind of cheapskate that I am.
Really? So, the most popular Halloween candies that are being sold this year, there's an interesting mosaic of the United States and the candies that are most popular in each of the districts. Twix, for example, is the top candy being sold in Alaska for Halloween. Most popular choice in Georgia, Jolly Ranchers. Let's see here. In New York, it's hot tamales. I don't even know what a hot tamale is. What's that?
They're those little chewy. They look kind of like Mike and Ike's if you've ever had them. They're like the small cylindrical shape, and they're red, and they taste like cinnamon.
California is Skittles, number one there. Do you like Skittles? I always find them boring.
Them.
So far, all these candies are boring.
I'm more of a chocolate fan, I think.
Yeah, me
than,
too.
Yeah,
you and I to get along
great.
Yeah,
I'll eat them all.
Or we would fight over chocolate.
The top 10 most popular Halloween candy sales to this point. Number 10, Hershey's chocolate candy bars. Number 9, Sour Patch Kids. I don't know what those, what is that, sour?
I don't like them. They taste very sour.
They're all kind of, all of these are kind of the same. The Skittles, the Sour Patch, they're all
Tootsie Pops number 8.
Why are Tootsie Pops number 8?
I don't know. Hot Tamales 7, Candy Corn 6, Starburst 5, Snickers 4, M&M's 3, Reese's Cups 2, and Skittles 1. All these are crap candies.
I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, though. Those are good. Are
you really?
Mm-hmm.
Down in Alabama, Hershey's mini bars selling best there.
Those are like the most boring of all the candy bars.
Connecticut Milky Ways on top there. Jolly Ranchers, I said, in Georgia. Candy corn
in
Idaho.
That's like
something
that my six-year-old teacher used to give out as like a treat. Was Jolly
What's a lemon head? What's a lemon head? No,
it's,
that is losing.
Yeah, it's just a...
aren't they hard?
Yeah, they're hard, and then you suck on them for a while, and they get softer, and they're
Swedish
sour.
Swedish fish in
like
Kentucky,
lemon.
I don't even know what a Swedish
fish
is.
Are good. Yeah, oh, yeah, you do. They look like
they're
red,
red,
and
fish.
They look like a fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Gummies.
And they
they're good.
Like
yes, they're gummies. Yeah.
Butterfingers, number one in Massachusetts. Starburst in Michigan, number one.
I used to like Butterfingers.
Double Bubble in Montana. What the heck is a Double
Chewing
Bubble?
Chewing gum.
Gum.
Really?
Yeah.
Saltwater taffy in Nebraska.
I don't understand people.
Saltwater taffy in Nebraska?
Yeah, right.
The most landlocked place.
M&M's in Ohio.
M&M's are good.
Any other surprises you? Jolly Ranchers in Utah. There you go. Okay, well, it's, I like candy corn, even though I know it's the sugariest. Yeah, I know.
There's no
flavor. It
tastes like anything.
There's a new candy out this year. It looks like somebody's eyeball.
That's I don't think that's a new candy.
Gross.
There are
really?
Candies that look. Yeah, they sell chocolates and all kinds of stuff that have like wrappers
creepy.
That look like eyeballs. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, Doug. You have Thank fun you, sitting in your dark house by yourself.
40, that's. No, I'm not even going to be here. What is it? Thursday? Wednesday night? I'll do something else. Thursday night. Okay. It's Megan's coming on Friday. I'll clean the house. That's what I'll do. Okay, where are we? At 44 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Felicity Huffman, another name in the news today. After that exhausting 10 days in jail, she's been released 3 days. What a joke. Why bother? That's just, why bother? Why bother?
What
Please.
Was she released for? Good behavior?
Yeah.
I mean, right. It's not like anyone expected her to behave badly
I
in
know.
Jail.
I always think that usually isn't it for overcrowding? But I think in maybe that's like city jail or county jail, but I don't know why federal prison. She was only supposed to be there for 14 days, then they reduced it to 13, and then she only stayed for 11. It's like, really? I don't know. Lori Loughlin's probably happy because whatever sentence she gets, it'll probably be cut down too.
Yeah. Here's the story of an old painting found in the kitchen of an elderly French woman. Considered it an icon of not much importance? Well, it seems that the painting turned out to be from an Italian painter named Cimabue, C-I-M-A-B-U-E, and it was discovered in this woman's house. Somebody said, well, you should try to sell that. She was poor, and the thing sold anyway over the weekend for $26 million. Isn't it funny how these stories come up of this sort of thing? This was a world record price for what they describe as a primitive pre-1500 work. That means before this old 13th century Italian painter, a lot of the paintings don't even exist. They don't last that long.
Huh, my parents have some paintings that don't look that nice in their attic. Maybe I need to try and see if I can sell them.
You know what, Kara, what's interesting is that they expected when they put it up on auction, it was going to bring $4 million, and it brought 21. 26. 26,
really. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Italian master, Cimabue. It's that's an interesting word, an interesting name. Cimabue, 10 before the hour.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Money pit time. Money pit. I'm going to a lower octave. Money pit. It's a higher octave. Okay. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's a whole, like, there's a cult of people who follow the Money Pit. Everybody always wonders how I'm going to do it.
The cult is there's a lot of houses out there that need work, but we love them.
Right.
And we got to toss some money at them, so let's do it smartly.
All right. This is, you probably got a good home, but maybe there are things that you are perturbed about. What about the whole business of Halloween? Because this week is Halloween. I noticed you have some tips at the newsletter, moneypit.com newsletter, about what happens, the pumpkins. What do you do if somebody wraps your tree in toilet paper and throws eggs at your house? Those eggs are hard to clean off, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And obviously, the quicker that you can get to those eggs, the better. We do have a bit of a cleanup guide to kind of help you get through Mischief Night on MoneyPit.com right now. So if you are unfortunate enough to have had a trick played on you by the Halloween tricksters, we've got some tips to help you.
My tip is when they throw eggs at you, get eggs and throw it back at them. That's the way to fix that problem. Fix it right up. One of the things we've had this weekend, probably you did too, horrible wind and rain. My God, it was. I had to work outside on the farm and get soaked. It was miserable. And when I came home, it was about dark, and because the guys had cleaned out all my gutters, and I have those screen things, whatever you call it, gutter protectors.
You mean the gutter guards?
Yeah, gutter guards. But I noticed right over the right over the front door. They were dribbling as I...
Well, yeah, despite the guard, it wasn't doing a good job. The guards were off duty.
Yeah, they weren't on duty, right. Yeah. A lot of trees. If you've seen the way my house is, it sets this beautiful, magnificent, big trees all around it, which is great except for this time of year. So,
well, I think a lot of folks don't appreciate that the importance of having gutters first that are free-flowing and there's a lot of homes that don't even have gutters, is not just to keep the water from overflowing over your front door, but they actually provide an important element of structural protection to your home, because if you let all of the water that collects on the roof land at the foundation, you can displace some of that foundation. When the water gets under it, the house moves more. It's just like when you walk across a muddy field. You sink into the mud, but if it's dry, you walk sort of on top of the mud or the dirt, as the case may be. And the house does the same thing. If it's really wet around the foundation, it can cause some problems. And, of course, you've got slippery sidewalks and all the other sorts of things that happen. It is really important to keep those gutters free-flowing. And there are, of course, a wide array of gutter, so-called gutter guards, gutter shields that are out there. I think the type that have very, very small holes in them, the mesh, seem to work pretty well. And I would definitely advocate the do-it-yourself version of this. One thing that troubles me about the entire professional gutter guard industry is that it's sort of like the aluminum siding salesman of years ago, right? Where they would kind of get in the house, want to make sure that all the decision makers are present, and then sell you a bill of goods that either you don't need or one that you do need at an exorbitant price. So I think you need to be aware of that. I remember going to was a county fair or something, and they had one of the gutter guard companies there. And I always kind of play a little dumb just to kind of see what kind of pitch they're putting out there.
Do you remember movie with Danny DeVito? And
Tin Men. The Tin Men,
Baltimore,
It was a great movie. Right. But, you know, I'll ask him, well, how much do these cost? Well, it depends on, you know, your house. I'm like, well, I have and I sort of made up a house in my mind. So I have a ranch that's 60 feet long and 30 feet deep. And, you know, well, how many downspouts does it have? I got to get out there. I mean, it's got 4 downspouts. You know, and even that, they still couldn't somehow possibly quote me
a price
without sitting in my living room. You know, so that to me means they're just trying to get the most as they can out of you, despite the product.
When you get the leaves off of and out of the gutters, or you're raking your yard, a lot of people wonder, what do we do with all of these if you're doing it yourself? And there are fabulous composting opportunities. I think I told you I'm starting. I have always had a compost pile. I'm now going to expand it. And this is a great thing. But if you got a garden, what do? But pile them up in a big pile behind the house, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity to start composting leaves now for next year's spring garden. You'd be way ahead of the game.
And put your food scraps, like if you have veggies and that sort of thing, especially, I don't know if I put meat there, but veggies help too, with all that bacteria grinding up. It's just great.
Yep, absolutely.
It's great for the garden. Tom Kreidler, check out moneypit.com. The newsletter there is fabulous information. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.